Welcome to the Onion Project Podcast, a podcast that brings the latest Onion research and development and marketing projects to light. Each episode, we'll talk with leading growers, consultants, and researchers out in the field on levy-funded research and marketing that is driving the Australian onion industry forward. This podcast is being brought to you by Hort Innovation using onion industry levies and funds from the Australian government and is hosted by Cox Innal Communications. Today I'm joined by Peter Ivankovic, owner of Ivankovic Farms in Myalup, Western Australia. Peter is here with us today to talk about his involvement in the Hort Innovation funded project, a strategic approach to weed management for the Australian vegetable industry, and the adoption of robotic technology in their packing shed. Peter, we might just kick things off with a bit of background on your farming enterprise. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your operation?
Yeah, I started farming when I left school, which was about 54 years ago, in the metropolitan area, that was, Spearwood. And then in 1991, purchased a property in Myalup, about 100 acres. And Myalup's situated about 130 kilometres south of Perth on the coast. Since then, we bought another three properties. And in the meantime, that was 1994, my son joined me on the farm, and we grow carrots, about 120 hectares of carrots for the export market. Onions, we only grow about 28 to 30 hectares of onions for the domestic market, and potatoes, we grow about 20 hectares for the domestic market. We also have about 1,000 fat lambs, and grow hay for resale. We got about 1,300 large round bales a year, and in 2018 we planted avocados. Our operations really mainly export, but we've sort of diversified into a few other things, and then but now my son mainly runs the farm more than I do. I just oversee what goes on.
The Hort Innovation funded project, a strategic approach to weed management for the Australian vegetable industry, run by the University of New England, involved a two-season winter cover crop trial at Ivankovic Farms in Myalup, exploring the effects of different winter cover crop varieties in suppressing weeds in vegetable production. Could you please give us a bit of an overview of the trial site on your farm, including the aim, goals, and key outcomes?
Well, the aim was to reduce the seed bank of weeds with the winter cover crop. So our main weed problems are wire weed, umbrella sedge, wild radish, and crabgrass. So we put this trial in 2 years ago. We did a two-year trial, and the first year we put an area, I can't remember exactly the area, but we put cereal rye, Italian ryegrass, and a biofumigant variety of Caliente beaky mulch, and the biofumigant mix of white mustard, rocket, and turnip. And we replicated that the following year on exactly the same area of ground. And overall outcome was pretty good. The cover crop can suppress weeds effectively if you choose the right cover crop, or a vigorous cover crop variety is the best. So rapid establishment, high biomass. The only issue we had is the resources, water, because we've got an allocation of water, mm-hmm. we can't really use that. Well, we can, but if we use that water just to grow a cover crop, we haven't got that water to grow carrots or onions or potatoes. That's the biggest issue for us.
And could you give us a little detail on some of the preliminary results found at the Myalup site?
Yeah, we put the cereal rye in, and that was a rapid early establishment, but does require additional water and fertiliser. We also put Italian ryegrass, which is slower to establish, But it forms a thick canopy later in the cover crop life. The BQ mulch, like Caliente BQ mulch and the other biofumigant mixes, they're slower early to establish, but they form a very thick canopy later in the seeded. If seeded at the appropriate rate, you'll get a good dense cover. It also offers the added biofumigation benefit, but that also requires additional water and fertilizer, depending on the winter as far as the rainfall goes too. And we put field peas as well, but they're the slowest to establish, and most of the weeds grow through it, but it does suppress some weeds. But it's not as effective as some of the others.
And just for those who are listening at home, further results and resources from the trial can be found on the Integrated Weed Management Facebook page, which you can access at www.facebook.com/IWM vegetables. And just a slight gear shift now, Peter, you've also quite recently installed robotic technology in your packing shed to improve efficiency. Could you tell us a little bit about this technology and why you decided to install it?
Well, we decided to put a robotic stacking machine and palletizer. So what it involves is we've got three long, it's just on the carrots only, because we do carrots mainly for export. And the robot can stack three different lines with three different size cartons if we need, and we can alternate it wherever we like. So basically we put a stack of, say, 20 pallets into the palletizing area, and then it feeds individual pallets into the individual lines. When the pallet is finished stacking, and we put about 120 10-kilo cartons on a pallet, it's discharged out and into a wrapping area where it's wrapped in plastic, and then discharged out the end. And so then you just pick it up and put it in the cooling. And the main reason we put that in was to reduce our labour. It hasn't reduced it a great deal, but it's reduced our forklift movements a hell of a lot.
Yeah, great. And what other results have you seen so far? Has there been any other advantages from investing in the technology?
Well, we get a better stack than when it's stacked by hand for a start. Mainly the occupational health and safety issue, you know, with people stacking stuff. And not just that, but you've got your wages, workers' comp and all that combined. But our main thing was the forklift movements, because before we used to handle that pallet about three times before it was actually finished. So now it's not. It's just handled once.
Would you recommend this type of technology to other growers?
Oh, definitely would. I mean, it depends on how much product you actually move and pack. But I'd recommend it to other farmers, most definitely.
Great. And just finally, Peter, just to wrap up, looking ahead, what's expected for this year's harvest in WA?
Well, we're expecting a good coming season. So far, the crops are growing quite well. There's no disease pressure as of yet. And hopefully we can get a bit better price. This year was reasonably good to start, but later on, like such as now, the prices haven't reflected the value of what they should be after being in cool store. Mm.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Peter. We really appreciate you joining us.
No problem.